the Mindful Rancher podcast. I'm your host, Christina Williams. This is a podcast where I combine the world of agriculture and the ideas of life coaching. So if you're looking to up-level your agriculture career or simply want to find a way to enjoy this beautiful industry more, then saddle up. Let's make this happen together. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 125. I am so glad you are joining me here today. I was listening to another podcast and this speaker talked about sand and dirt, and I wanted to share this idea with you. So they talked about sandboxes. And I mean, if you want to dream of sandy beaches, you just go right ahead if you're dreaming of warmer weather, because I think it both would be applicable here. But have you ever noticed how little will actually grow in sand? So in your sandbox, you don't get a lot of weeds coming up. Sure, you might have the really hardy ones, but for the most part, you don't get a lot of weeds popping up in your sandbox. Same thing on the beach. You occasionally see certain plants that have adapted to growing in sand, but most of the time, very little grows in sand. Now, biologically, lots of reasons for this, but if we kind of just look at it on a really big scale, sand is mainly one thing. It's sand. We don't see as much biodiversity in sand. We don't see as many different particles, different combinations of organisms and nutrients and materials. It's just sand. We also don't have substances that keep a lot of water in sand, so it flows out of it. So again, plants just don't get what they need in this kind of sterile, simplified, single substance environment. Now, let's think about dirt. Everything grows in dirt. Come weed my garden if you don't believe that everything is growing in dirt. Dirt is made up of so many different substances. It holds water really well, has many different components and organisms in it. And we would generally consider so much biodiversity in a dirt components versus in a sand situation. And things just don't grow in sand the way that they grow in dirt. Now, think about this in kind of a life perspective. I think so often we want to live in these sandy conditions. We want things to be really, really simplified. We might even want things to be the same day after day. We might want people to behave in particular ways. We might want to really understand every little piece of what's going on. We might want things to be really patterned or simplified in a way. But so often those environments are not the environments that allow for opportunity or for growth. And when things get a little bit more like dirt, or they get really complicated, there's lots of different types of soils and that contain very different nutrients and very different organisms. So we get all of this diversity, we get all of these differences together. We get a lot of synergistic relationships starting to happen where we have different nutrients interacting with different organisms. And all of these things come together and it actually helps plants grow. And so there's this level of power in the complexity of dirt that we don't have in the simplicity of sand situations. And so really start questioning the things that you have in your life and like, where are you actually wishing it was just really simplified, cut and dried, no differences sitting around there? Where are you frustrated with other people doing things differently? Where are you telling yourself a story about that there's only one way that something can be done? Or where are you going back over other people's work and simplifying it down into a sand situation? Where are you telling yourself you're wrong when you have other people doing these kind of things, simplifying things down that they can only be one particular way? Or where they're telling you that they're frustrated with you because you're doing things in a different way. Now, it makes sense that our brains love the simplicity. Let's drop ourselves right back to the motivational triad, where our brains are seeking pleasure, avoiding pain, conserving energy, and focusing on these things. Of course, they're going to choose things that have been similar, that we've done before, that we've seen before, that are simple. And so often our brains are just seeking these things because they love the simplicity, the patterns, the sterile environments. But when we have the opportunity to step into diversity, into the messy, into the complicated, into the challenging things, those are the environments that actually support our growth. And so do you think that you can allow yourself to step into more growth-promoting environments and allow more growth-promoting environments in your life? Allow the dirt environments to be part of your life instead of only controlling for the sand environments in your life. And of course, you're going to have to calm your brain down. You're going to have to tell your brain it's okay, this is hard, and that this might be using so much energy, and it might be even painful, and it might not be fun. Our brains will definitely need to be calmed down, but that's okay. We do lots of work on our brains, talking back to our brains, understanding how our brains think, how we see the world, and then allowing just a little bit more space for things to be hard, for us to be having to think that things are hard, and to be having to be put in those environments that allow us, that cause us, that require us to just be expanded that much more. And one of the greatest tools we have, of course, is curiosity, is getting really curious about what a situation has to offer you, even very curious about what situations are like for other people, how they view them, the experience that they're having within them. These environments that are very complex, and we often see these in our workplaces, in our families, these really complex environments are so powerful for our growth. And so really think about that. What is perfect about these messy, complicated situations that we're in sometimes? What can we learn from them? And what can we actually contribute to growth-promoting situations? What have we learned from our past that will help us navigate our way through them? Even if that's just a simple belief of knowing that we have such a capability of working through challenging situations, and that we are so skilled in always figuring out a way to learn from these things and to navigate them. Think about even how you can support yourself in these situations so that you do have the energy and the capacity to face them. And that might be quiet time, that might be meditation, that might be exercise, all those little things that support ourselves. It might be really questioning our stories. I always tell you guys to write down the stories that you're telling yourself in situations and to really start breaking them apart and looking at the effects that they're having on you. And so I want you to just really kind of think about this, about how wonderful dirt is in our lives and just the amazing things that grow in dirt. It's just spring here. We're starting to see so many things pop out of the ground, and they're taking all that complicated environment and they are creating something green and beautiful out of it. And we can do the same thing with the complicated environments that we find ourselves in. And so I have 3 tips for you this week, and I just want you to consider going through these things as you find yourself in these complicated environments. And I find the first one is, we always have to acknowledge it. Yes, this feels hard. Yes, this is taking energy. And yes, this is okay. I love thinking about the concept of yes and. So yes to whatever situation is showing up, and this is how I'm going to respond, and this is how I can contribute, and yes, this is what I have to offer, and yes, these are the things that I might not be able to take care of right now. Acknowledge all of it. Complicated isn't a problem. Challenging isn't a problem. If we will just acknowledge that is exactly what it is. So much of our time, we're sometimes sitting in these dirt situations that are very complicated, and all we're doing is saying, I wish it was sand. I wish it was sand. I wish it was sand. I wish it was simple. I don't want all of this diversity. I don't want all of this challenge, instead of taking all the diversity and all of the challenge and actually creating something out of it. And it always starts with us just being like, it's okay that it's hard. And then take a look at those stories. We really want to know where we're adding and making the situation harder than it needs to be for us. Look at the facts. Look at all the little components of the soil situation that you are in. Which ones of them are very real? They're just a fact of life. And which ones of them are drama that you're adding to it? Where are you making things a little bit worse, a little bit harder, a little bit bigger, a little bit more challenging than they necessarily have to be? And sometimes you're going to need help for somebody to point out to you where those points are, because so often sometimes our drama just feels so factual to ourselves that we need some kind of an outside perspective on it. Sometimes we can give ourselves that by writing things out on a piece of paper, and then the outside perspective is us reading the paper. Other times we need to sit down and tell the story to somebody and put them in the position of a coach where they have the opportunity to look at our brains with us and to call us out on the pieces that are drama and not be affected by whether we keep the drama or whether we let the drama go. We sometimes can't do it with friends because they are affected by the drama and they're affected by if we choose to let it go or not. And so sometimes that third party can help us to like separate those pieces out and get perspective on them. And again, it's not a problem if we decide to keep the drama, but we just want to know and make a choice about whether we're going to keep it or not. And then the last is just to sometimes appreciate that the really challenging times and the really challenging situations that we find ourselves in are actually the catalyst for all of our growth. And so really recognize things don't grow in sand, they grow in dirt. And we have to have some ability to recognize and appreciate the complexity of the situations that we find ourselves in and just learn to have a little bit of love for the messy and the complicated, because that's the place where things grow. And there's nothing wrong with a little bit of growth. We sometimes resist it so hard that we just don't want to step into the place of actually growing and developing and taking on an entirely new worldview. But this is our opportunity to do so. Sometimes it's little shifts, sometimes it's big shifts. Sometimes it's very hard and sad to let go of our old ways and step into new ones. And sometimes we can only do it in little ways, and sometimes we have some amazing big breakthroughs. But don't get mad at the complicated situations that are very complex with so many contributing pieces, just the way our soils work, because that is truly what feeds all of the growth in our spring seasons and summers. And so just consider that this week. There's absolutely nothing wrong with a little bit of complexity, and that complexity is genuinely what drives the growth that we often want to see in our lives. So leave a little space for that this week. It'll be fun. Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening, my friends. If you enjoy this episode, please leave me a rating and review wherever you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more weekly episodes and coaching offers and opportunities.